My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
How many rakers do you employ, by the way, when you're going full steam ahead, or do you just rely entirely on child labor?
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
Yeah, what I'm doing here, PJ, is falling back on all my training and realize I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
If you have body lice, you have to go somewhere.
Where?
Away from us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on this special Dirty Jobs, I give two thumbs up for dirty conversations.
Would you want to buy something that's sticky?
I would like to buy something that's sticky. Yes, I would.
With 90% new, never-before-seen footage.
Don't church it up, Mike.
Sorry.
Of dirty talk.
Where was I? Ah, yes, cutting the butts out of chicken.
That's a little sassy.
Don't make me get mad.
Dirty talk, that's a little sexy.
Oh.
I'll give you $5 if you spank me with a dead duck.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Dirty talk, that's a little savage.
That's how you discipline the kids.
See? She's a monster. Stop her.
It's Dirty Conversations.
I'm feeling that's going to look good, you offering me money.
It's going to look worse, you saying no.
Oh, God.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dirty Conversations. I'm your host, Mike Rowe, and what a thrill it is to be here tonight at the Grand Hotel. You know, if Dirty Jobs really was a talk show, it would look a lot like this, and I'd have real guests like Carolyn and Marilyn Madel. How are you, ladies?
Good. Good.
Yeah?
This is great.
I first met Marilyn and Carolyn right here at the Grand Hotel over a year ago. They had seen every single episode of Dirty Jobs multiple times. Who better to help me recall my dirtiest job ever?
Yeah. But hey, I got another one.
What do you got?
Mrs. Frazier's basement.
There, that's ding, 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 ding.
And who better to help me introduce you to our dirty conversations?
See, the idea tonight is to make the point that Dirty Jobs really is about people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So I just want you to help me out with this a little bit. Do you remember the Jam show with Cranberries?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
What did you think of the women that I met there?
They were funny.
They were funny.
Yeah.
And you know what people say to me all the time? They say, Mike, why don't you have women on Dirty Jobs? And I swear, I think we have lots
you
of women on the show.
There.
I got lots of women on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You've got a lot of funny gals on there. A
lot of funny gals.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think these gals are funny. You take a look and see what happened because our cameras never stop rolling. And these people never stop talking.
Yeah.
You guys know what it's like to never stop talking?
Yeah, because we never stop talking.
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon.
We know that. Yeah,
let's go back and have some Jam. It'll be great.
In the original show,
you must be Tracy.
We explained the job of jam making. But we didn't show you the jams I got into with the jam makers.
Okay, what do I do with this?
Get some cranberries.
You gotta make a full cup, 8 cups of that.
Eight cups. Is this an 8-cup container?
This is.
All right, so
and
8
you're gonna
these.
Have to get your hand in there
One.
Now.
There you go.
Well, you don't want to pack them too high.
No? Is that too hard?
The 8-cup is just a little bit below the lip of that.
There you go.
All right. Good.
This one?
Nope, you gotta drop that one.
This one.
That one.
This one.
That one. Not this one, that one.
This one.
That one. Okay. Can we repeat that process? And dump it in this one.
Why? Well, you know what? Never mind.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's good. I don't want that. You stick that right back in the bucket. And it needs more. You gotta make that work.
More of this?
You gotta get some more pots, yeah.
What's this?
This is our cranberry juice. We have to fill that up to here. And we've gotta put those.
Now that you're falling behind, we need 8 more cups in this one.
You're getting behind. Chop, chop.
You've gotta admit, I'm getting a series of decidedly mixed messages.
Tracy, can we mark this pot that this one's Mike's?
Yep.
All right.
Why does mine have to be marked?
Well, just in case.
In case of what?
You never know.
If it doesn't set up.
Just in case.
An explosion?
No, just in case it doesn't set up, they're going to blame you.
You have to come back and recook it.
Yeah.
These women are laughing at us right over here, just so you know. All of them. Okay, now what?
This one's ready to go.
Go where?
Okay, ready to get pectin and the final sugar so that they can pour it.
pectin goes in and, here.
But you stir it while you pour the pectin in, okay?
And for, you know, there might be some people at home who don't know what pectin is. So why don't you tell them what it is?
It's just a setting agent. If that's what sets the jam so that it doesn't run out of the jar.
Yeah, but what is it? I mean, where do you get pectin?
We get it from a company in a box.
No. I mean, it's like the makers of pectin, I understand. But what is it? I mean, look at it. It sits in the bottom of this thing like just disappointing wads of errant mucus.
Hey, now that makes it appetizing as all get out.
It's part of my job. Okay. After I'm burned deliberately, I tend to make fun of things around me.
Go ahead. You stir that.
Yes.
Then you come over here and you get a quarter scoop of sugar.
While I'm stirring this?
No, you can let go.
Again, with the sentence. You stir it while you come over and get the sugar.
Just come on over. Okay. One of those. All right. There you go.
I didn't have to do anything at all.
Well, you will. You're not done.
I haven't done anything.
Here. Yes, you have. Don't make me get mad.
No one's making... I just...
Okay.
I still don't know what pectin is.
I don't know what's in the pectin. Just put it in a thing. Dump it in. Just dump in the pectin and shut your pie hole. Just shut up and dump it in and put in the sugar.
How much?
Nobody cares. Nobody knows.
Just trying to get you to the other side. What can I say? That's the 21-ounce, and these are 13.
13-ounce. Do you know why a 13-ounce is the preferred capacity?
It's not.
It's not? Then why'd they make them 13?
For people want them. The different sizes, they buy what they want.
You're messing with me, aren't you?
No.
Yeah, you are.
Some people like the 13-ounce, and some people like 21, or the 8-ounce, or the 5-ounce.
I understand the difference in taste and style. I'm just wondering who thought 13 would be the right amount to go out there with, you know. This, I should probably ask the boss, since she's the boss and probably knows the answer.
Probably.
Now, would you remind me to ask her later?
Yes.
Because...
I'll remind you.
Thank you. Do you promise?
I promise.
Promise what?
That I'll remind you.
To ask her
why they made a 13-ounce jar.
Right. Just making sure you're listening. So, is that it then? We wait for these to...
Yeah, they're pouring syrup over there.
You make syrup as well?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just jam and jelly, Tracy.
A whole bunch and a whole lot more.
What else is the whole lot more?
Syrup and salsa and barbecue sauce and make a whole line of different things.
Syrup, salsa, mm-hmm. barbecue sauce, mm-hmm. jam, mm-hmm. jelly.
Mm-hmm. Steak rubs, chicken mm-hmm. rubs.
And rubs.
Mm-hmm. Ketchup, mustard.
Really?
Yeah. All kinds of good stuff.
Why don't you tell me any of this?
Ask.
Well, I have to ask. Okay. All right. No, I'll play that way.
Okay.
We'll meet again, and I'll have many questions.
Sounds good.
I will ask them all.
Go ask Sandy about our syrup.
Maybe I will.
Okay.
Not because you told me to, though, because I'm interested in the syrup.
Good. That's good.
All right.
Go on.
I'm not going to be told what to do.
All right.
Gotcha. Whew, man. Do you even like syrup in real life?
I really don't use it.
No. You've never had cranberry syrup, Deborah Kay?
No.
You want to try some with me later?
No, thank you.
Come on. Let's go out. I saw a nice little pancake house down the road. Get ourselves a nice big stack. Slather it up with some cranberry. What do you say? You? You don't eat pancakes and you don't eat syrup.
Here you go with that.
Yeah, Carrie and I pretty much peaked, I'm afraid. All right.
Okay, that doesn't look clean. Would you like to buy something that was sticky?
I would like to buy something that's sticky. Yes, I would.
Not a dirty bottle.
Are you selling something that's sticky?
No, I meant the bottle. I didn't want to buy a dirty bottle.
Probably not. I don't, you know what? I really don't put a lot of thought into it.
What if it stuck to your hand?
I'd have to find a way to soldier on, I suppose. Would you buy a dirty bottle?
No, I wouldn't.
Wouldn't you?
No.
That was the answer she was looking for, but I just wasn't inclined to give it to her because I found her tone to be a tad supercilious.
that screw you guys up when we talk at the same time?
No, it's charming. When we okay. come back, we're all going to talk at the same time about Vexcon, mud shampoo, and maggots. Okay. Stay with us, everybody. More conversations when we return. That's called a tease.
Okay. By the way. Okay. Like, yeah.
You guys know anything about teasing?
Yeah. You tell them what's coming.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's good to tease.
Yeah.
If you're twins.
Yeah.
And later, the conversation turns sexy.
Women are multitask. They can do a lot of things at once.
Oh, I know.
The sexy turns scientific.
I find that complicated.
Pretty simple.
I'm just a simple man.
You said it, not me.
And the scientific turns super gross.
You were poking the bloody poo, you dirty man.
Dirty Conversations is 90% new. Oh.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Grand Hotel and the first ever Dirty Conversation special, where we're looking back at some of the, I don't even know what we're doing, to be perfectly honest with you, but I'm here with Carolyn and Marilyn, possibly the biggest fans in the history of Dirty Jobs, joining us here to look back at this, that, and the other.
Oh, yeah. Well, you meet a lot of one-of-kind people, I'll tell you.
You think?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You meet a lot of characters.
Really?
Yeah.
Characters? Yeah. I've met a few.
What's the symbology all about here? Talking about that.
Well, basically, the last time this banner was ever flown was with the Templars about 800, 900 years ago.
The Knights?
Yeah, the Knights of Templar. And our religious philosophy is very similar to theirs. The Templars kind of went around the world gathering knowledge. That's exactly what we do. We gather knowledge. It helps us fight our battles better. And there is no vexation that's too great for us. It can be from a cockroach to Villa Velos Illuminati. So it doesn't matter to us. We'll get it.
Good God, man. I thought you were just a simple exterminator. You're a philosopher, a politician. An iconoclast.
Hey, I do service for millionaires to crack whores. I see it all. You can't hide from this side.
What about millionaire crack whores? They're out there, you know.
Oh, they got that, too. You got a little bit of everything out there.
Your wife-to-be has an interesting belt buckle.
Yep, she's Mrs. Death.
Oh, that's sweet. What do the folks in the neighborhood think when you and your team here roll up in this black on black with the skull and crossbones and the shades and the whole routine?
They pretty much think we're psychotic. They don't know if we're cops, bounty hunters, but they keep their distance and they allow us breathing room to do our job.
I imagine they do.
Diana and Jim here at the World Terra Essentials headquarters, correct?
That's right.
What's going on here? Seriously, you guys are making mud, you're making shampoo, you're making what?
Well, we call it hair wash.
Hair wash is like shampoo, right?
Yeah, it cleans the hair and it does a beautiful job of it.
Why don't you call it shampoo?
Because
it's unlike shampoo.
Right.
It doesn't have any detergents, doesn't have any surfactants.
It's rocks that come from beneath the earth. When we first started, we thought these were the coolest things. Because we're kind of odd. But when we started showing them to our friends and our customers, they thought we were nuts because they said, there's no way I'm going to use a rock to wash my face or wash my hair.
How much space is it between kind of odd and nuts, you think, on scale?
I think we're kind of maybe in between odd, a little closer to odd, but sometimes going nuts.
So odd to Jim, you concur?
Between odd and nuts, yes.
All right.
Yeah, normal people worry us.
Good.
You shouldn't do that.
Why?
Customers don't want your hairs in your sweater fibers and shirt fibers in their product.
Maybe they do.
No, they don't.
Well, but your customers don't. But our viewers, believe me. Can I put this in?
You certainly can.
Demonstrating, once again, the shearing...
Shearing? Okay. That was not supposed to happen.
I may have broken something. And if I did, I'm going to go ahead and apologize for that now. Fortunately, we're not making a product that, you know, comes in contact with skin or anything, are we?
Not to scare you, but we're going to put the mud on your head, okay?
I'm not scared.
Okay. Yes, you're a brave guy.
I've never felt more beautiful.
You know, a lot of people think that that these things are dirty. We use them for, besides animal food, We're going to develop them for human food. In fact, we do have a customer that uses these for a big cocktail party in New York every year.
Get out of here.
No, true story.
In New York?
At the Waldorf Astoria, you can have a maggot-stuffed mushroom cap.
Come on. Really?
Yeah. If you want the recipe, in a sauté pan with some butter and some shallots, cook up your nice, fresh-killed maggots till they're all pink. Mm-hmm. Then cool them down, mix in with breadcrumbs that have been seasoned and a little bit of eggs, beaten eggs. Mm-hmm. Make it into a nice mixture. Then pack it in the mushroom caps. Mm-hmm. A few more maggots on top for decoration. And then a 450 oven for 7 minutes. And if you like meatloaf, it's great. It's probably going to help you. It's like having yogurt, you know?
Makes your moves things along. Good.
Moves it along.
We should move along, too. All right, well, look, we got to take a break. That was Skip, and he was fantastic, and we can have some more tea. Dave, are you going to serve us or what? Do I actually have to call an actual? Well, come on over here and get them a crumpet or a strumpet.
That juice is good.
And when we come back, we're going to take a look at alpacas, mannequins, maybe some glass blowing, and our good friend Trudy. You remember Trudy. What did Trudy say?
Wait a minute.
Goose down. She was a goose.
That's right.
She said, show me how you do it. And she says, you go in, out, and up.
And the kid, you told the grandson, did you hear what your grandmother just said? We'll leave it at that.
Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
But come back when we're done. Oh, yeah. And later.
Sit flat in your gums and do some work.
Yeah, you better feed that through there.
I'm left speechless. I don't like the way I feel when I say potty.
When Dirty Conversations comes clean. Yeah, we'll never use any of this.
Oh, good.
I mean, I can't imagine.
Oh, good, then I'm taking off my hair now because I'm hot as hell.
Welcome back, everybody. Dirty Conversations, Act 3. Things are starting to heat up. I'm joined with Carolyn and Marilyn Madel. And I want to talk about flirtatious conversations.
I don't remember that.
Come on. You got to be kidding.
Yeah, but I don't remember it titled that way.
Oh, no. It's never been titled that way.
Yeah, but you got to give us an example.
I can't give you any actual examples of these flirtatious conversations because, frankly, they were just too smoking hot to put on the air. But I'll show them to you now if you promise not to tell.
You want to hold one hand there and kind of pull it.
Okay.
And let it go.
Hold it, pull it, let it go. Don't pull it, tug it, but don't pull it. Push it. No, you're tugging it while we're pulling it. I should have been tugging it.
Well, yeah. I know. Women are multitask. They can do a lot of things at once.
Oh, I know. Well, we're a pretty good team. If I just sit here and concentrate on my foot.
Oh, yeah. Can I lean on your knee?
And you just lean on my thigh like that, we'll make a sweater.
Yeah. You'll have to add some more. Can you reach down and get that other little bit there?
You bet I can.
Otherwise, I'd have to lean over you.
You mean this little... How bad do you want it? Come on, you gotta want the yarn. You gotta want it.
Oh, can you please?
Sorry.
You can hold my hands if you want. Oh.
People just look at me kind of crazy sometimes. They kind of go, all right, where is she coming from? I used to meditate a lot. Well, you know, there's that hippie thing again. But I used to do a lot of meditation, and then I got into...
Dirty jobs.
You want to stop?
I don't know. Do I?
Yeah, you do. See, it's gone over. You'll have to give me your number.
All right. Maybe I'll knit it up for you.
Oh, or you could weave it. You know, there are people that weave names. It's a whole drafting type of thing where you figure out...
Weave names?
Oh, yeah.
What's happening to people these days?
They're just out there.
Okay.
You're going to close it up?
I think we might have something there. You've been struck with a dead duck by
I have. I've hit him with
many
dead ducks.
By the way, that's a goose,
that's
right?
That's a heavy one.
Hit me with it once, just so I can understand what went on here.
I'm not going to hit you.
Spank me. No, could you spank me with a dead duck?
No, I'm not going to.
I'll give you a dollar. $5.
Oh, go away.
I'll give you $5 if you spank me with a dead duck.
No, I'm not going to do it.
10.
No.
20.
No.
200.
No.
No amount of money?
See, no amount of money.
She used to smack you with a dead duck for nothing. She won't take my money to return the favor.
On film, that's going to look good, you offering me money.
It's going to look worse, you saying no. How you think the duck feels?
pulled the tail back.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
Just crapped all over you, Trudy.
It sure did.
All right.
You were lucky you weren't holding it.
My lucky day.
Now I have to go wash.
Nah.
Yes,
you know what?
I
find it works nicely as a lotion. You know, you can rub it all. It's like a moisturizer. See, you get all this and you rub it in nice like that.
Oh, God.
Oh, look, it's like a... Oh, come on, that's not right. You took it to a whole dirty level. Bad, bad girl.
I did. Ah. Now I have to wash him off. Sorry about that. It was reflex.
Sure it is.
There.
Sure it is.
I didn't get a thing on him. No bird doo-doo. See?
She was a character, though. She was funny, though.
We liked her.
Everything she said.
Should be on a t-shirt.
That's exactly right. Including that. When we come back, we'll put more stuff on a t-shirt. All right, it's Dirty Conversations here at the Grand Hotel. You like it when I talk like that?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
All right, then. Later, conversations guaranteed to make you blush.
You don't have to tell me everything.
But I want to, Mike.
It's Vegas, baby. What happens in Vegas?
Stays in Vegas.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Dirty Conversations here in the Grand Hotel, which means we're doing dirty jobs just like we would a talk show, which means there are many cameras that I can look to. It's a very exciting time for me personally and, of course, for Marilyn and Carolyn Madel to be here to talk about dirty jobs, whatever else you guys want to talk about. Our very first guests on this fake notion that Dirty Jobs could be a talk show. Why is it you think so many people want to be on TV? Because we were talking before, when you watch Dirty Jobs, it just seems like people
are... So they want their 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
You know, some people will do anything to get on TV.
They'll embarrass themselves. They don't care.
They don't care.
They'll do anything. They want to be on television.
They'll dress alike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We did that before that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Will you remember my 100th job?
Oh, the Army.
That's right. Yeah. Man, they worked you hard on that one.
Those guys nearly killed me.
And it was hot down there. You guys had layers of clothes on.
Layers of clothes.
And then you had 100 degrees.
And you had a helmet on. That must have been fun.
Miserable.
Yeah, miserable. Yeah.
Absolutely miserable. And those guys didn't care about TV one way or the other. They didn't care about the cameras. They didn't care about
anything. Did they enjoy being on there?
I won't say they didn't enjoy it. I'm just saying they didn't care.
You want to be on this side? We're going to have one on that side and stagger stuff all the way back.
Right.
And then we're going to pull in unison.
Who's going to be on the end?
We're going to have, I'll be on the end.
Because I remember tug of war in grade school. You always put the crankiest guy.
Picking on the big guy?
Kind of.
Not a good move.
If I were to analyze this myself and put my own spin on it, Sergeant Hancock, I'd say my initial gut instinct was spot on. And Sergeant Winstead.
All right, gun flapping done. Let's get this thing here. Come on, grab a hold of the internet and untie that rope.
We can pull 6 times the amount of weight that we could normally pull on a straight rope.
There you go.
Exactly.
All right?
Exactly.
You're multiplying that force.
Bet I am. Multiplying the force.
So we're adding mechanical advantage.
Gotcha. So every line adds a subsequent and exponential factor to that?
Don't church it up, Mike.
Sorry.
We're going to hook up 2 simple tackle systems, which means we're each end is going to be anchored.
But we're going to complicate it. Isn't it complex?
Jackson? Compound.
Compound.
Right.
Can it be simple and compound simultaneously?
Compounds are pretty simple. It's just 2 simples to make a compound.
Oh. Simple squared is compound.
There you go.
I find that complicated.
It's pretty simple.
I'm just a simple man.
You said it, not me.
But you tacitly agreed.
No, I just didn't disagree.
Just exactly what he'd explain up there, because I didn't hear any of that.
He said that, if you could come out of your shell, you'd probably, you know, make friends and assimilate well into the society that we have here.
Okay, now break that down in military terms so I can understand it.
He said, do whatever you tell me.
Okay, let's go. In the military, we promote uniformity. That's why you have on your Kevlar and your gloves instead of your wig and your, you know, your t-shirt.
I don't have a wig, just so we're clear. I mean, I... Not that there's anything wrong with wearing a wig.
The safe zone when winching is 1 cable length and the opposite direction of pull. So when you go over there into the tree line, all of that stuff right there can stop all of your winch cable. Understand?
Not really, but you know what? I'm following you.
Got it.
If you understand.
I understand. So.
Yeah, I'm in the safe zone.
Now, far be it from me, Sergeant, to tell you your business. I mean, you're in the training profession, but to the expression, positive reinforcement, does that ever factor into the whole equation here?
All the time.
Because, I mean, I just came all the way from there, all the way to you, never once stepping on or straddling a cable, and no one's congratulated me.
Because that's to be expected.
Okay. Now, see, this to me just seems like we could have, I don't know.
Quit flapping your gums and do some work.
Yeah, you better feed that through there.
Winstead scares me, right? All right.
Some guests not only don't care about being on TV,
but you got a fancy name for it?
They've never even seen our show.
Penguin Panorama, actually. What's the name of your show again?
I never really watched it myself. Apparently,
dirty,
something.
Dirty job?
Yes, there's dirty in it, for sure.
What's happened, sweetie? A little surprise there on the fancy stainless steel.
You really should watch my little show. I think there are parts of it that would speak to you.
I promise you, I will watch your show.
Thank you. Not just this segment, either.
No.
All right.
Are they going to come out on DVD? Well?
Since most people I meet don't care one way or the other about TV fame, when I meet somebody who does, I'm left speechless.
You know, now's a good time to pitch this idea I had, like a reality show for makeup effects people. And like every week they give us a project to make, like, talking food, you know, a dead Jell-O. What do you think? You got connections? Yeah, you do. Let's do this thing, me and you, baby. Let's say, all right, so peanut butter, huh? Bam. Boom, it's getting ready to turn into cottage cheese. Watch this. They make a green kind, too, that looks a lot like guacamole.
All right, I think this act is officially over, so why don't we just take a break, enjoy some more of this fake champagne, have another crumpet, and when we come back, we'll talk about whatever it says here. Maybe ducks and turtle. Remember duck with the turtle? Remember Turtle?
Oh, Turtle, yeah.
We'll talk about him.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about other stuff,
that's
too.
That's good. He was a character. Good.
Yeah, he was really something. Was. Be ashamed to miss a second of this riveting conversation. It's dirty when we come back. Tell him stick around. We'll be back in a minute.
Stick around. We'll be back.
Statistics show that without the use of body language, up to 65% of human communication can be lost. Gestures we make with hands, facial expressions, and body movements help communicate what we really mean to say. Deciphering and using body language to one's advantage can prevent sending mixed messages.
Welcome back, everybody. Dirty conversations unfolding even as we speak, right here in the tea room at the Grand Hotel. Is this actually the tea room, ladies, or just a room where they were having tea?
Just a room where we're having tea.
Okay, it's important to get it right, and we're trying to get it right here as we look back and reflect upon some of our favorite people on the show, getting to know them a little bit better by watching and listening carefully to what they say when the cameras never stop rolling.
Yeah.
Sometimes on this show, we get too much information. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when you get people talking, they'll just keep talking and go and go and go. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Why, are we talking too much?
No, it's not you at all. But this next act, I called it TMI, which is too much information.
Right over here.
With the bird in it?
Tray.
Oh, the tray.
Very bottom, pull it out. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yep.
That is wonderful. You're even looking good doing it.
Thank you very much, Turtle.
You got to thank your parents or whoever. I just noticed it, sir.
I'll pass it on to my dad. He'll be proud, too.
Wonderful job, Ed.
Thanks.
Look good doing it, too.
Good.
Like, why do I keep saying that?
It's Vegas, baby. What happens in Vegas?
Stays in Vegas.
You got some dogs here you've been dealing with?
Yeah, it's a collectible piece that a lot of people like to get their hands on.
Why? Why do you suppose? What is it about the Burmese? Is it the color? Is it?
I'm not a real big fan of it, but they seem to like it. So we keep doing it.
You realize we're going to use all of this.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My 15 minutes of fame.
Could be more.
The paint that we also use is a lead paint.
Join us next for our whole new line of radioactive lead paint puppies. It's just the perfect thing for the holidays. Now, when the kids come in here for the tours and the families and such, do you invite them to take a sip of the whey? Do you say when anyone likes a nice spring water and then fill up the bottle with some whey and then just let the madness ensue?
I've been tempted.
Sure.
Yeah, I've been tempted. I'm not that fond of kids.
You know, a lot of women on national television wouldn't be comfortable professing that kids really weren't there.
I like my
tea.
Own. I
Do
like
you?
My own.
Because I've met yours. I don't care for them, frankly.
I like my own.
I like all children but yours. And, you know, I don't mean to make a bigger deal of this, but this...
Yeah. That's how right. That's how you discipline the kids.
See? She's a monster. Stop her. I'm doing something wrong, aren't I? Just say it. You've already said you hate kids. You're not going to hurt anybody's feelings now.
I don't hate kids.
You're a monster. Renowned kid hater.
I'm not a renowned kid.
Everybody knows throughout Vermont.
You don't
like children. You were very clear about it.
I don't. I really don't. You're right. I stick it out there. I don't like them that much. I like my own kids.
Isn't your goal ultimately to sell cheese?
To adults.
A lot of the adults watching the program may have bred. They may have children of their own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I have to give it up. You're a very honest woman. I appreciate your candor.
Sometimes if they're too runny, the paint runs.
Is that really the sentence you want to go with?
Paint.
Sometimes when they're too runny, the paint runs? That's what you want to say?
I drink. Yeah.
I mean, not.
I mean, excessive.
We literally, you know, we have dozens of viewers and they're going to quote you.
I know.
Everything's going to pop up on the website within hours of this thing airing. Do you hear Kim? She says the runny pink with the paint runny, run, run. She's must be tall or got threw a few back.
I may go home and drink tonight.
I'm a bit of a germaphobe.
Are you?
A little bit. A healthy
I never would have noticed.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little. Yeah. There are certain things, like if a restaurant has dirty windows, I will not eat in it. I don't care if the King of England's sitting in there eating his lunch.
Dirty windows.
Their windows are dirty. No.
Because what does that say for their forks or their plates?
Got it.
If you can't clean
Doesn't
a window.
Doesn't that make sense?
Not really, no, but the way your brain works fascinates me. How many kids you got?
Five.
You have five kids?
Bernie and I together have eight, but... Listen, he and I don't have any together.
You don't have to tell me everything.
But I want to, Mike.
So you and Bernie have no...
Together.
But five...
Five are mine.
Five are...
From two previous marriages.
And... Again, you know, I don't... It's not important that it's two previous.
I told Farsky that. I said, we don't have to bring that up, do we? You know, I call Bernie Barsky sometimes. Did he tell you that?
You call your husband Barsky?
Just because I like to say Barsky.
I do, too. I've tried to incorporate his name as a verb, you know, not as a noun. You smash your shin in the coffee table in the middle of the night when you're going to take a pee, you yell, Barsky.
Yeah.
It's catching on. Oh, you almost never see this kind of art on a toilet bowl. Here you can see just the hints of beautiful women surrounding the lid. And here they are, completely... bare-chested. That'd be very distracting as you're standing there or sitting there. Well, whatever. Maybe I've shared too much. But this segment is so over.
Yeah.
I'm just really talking now
you're
to see how much
you're
longer
using
this
up
is
the role.
Go. Yeah, we'll never use any of this.
Oh, good.
I mean, I can't imagine.
Oh, good. Then I'm taking off my hair now because I'm hot as hell.
Stick around. More dirty conversations. When we
come back.
That's
when
right.
we come back.
That's exactly right, ladies. Good. Okay. Good.
Are we cutting right now? Or are we rolling or is this a break?
It's really hard to know.
Coming up. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's just super gross conversations.
I'm not afraid.
Now with 90% new footage.
Oh.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just joining us, it's Dirty Conversations. We're in the tea room here in the Grand Hotel in Mackinac, where I look for an excuse to return every year and chat with
you. Find one.
That's correct. I do.
You guys had such a good time here.
I was so close to finishing that sentence. I swear. Let's talk about cleaning that barbecue pit.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah, that was bad. There was a scene in there that never aired, I don't think. Maybe some of it did, but do you remember potty meat?
I don't remember that.
Well, what do you think potty meat is?
It doesn't sound good.
It ain't.
All right, just take your thumb.
Sometimes talking about something gross can make it super gross.
Looks a lot like potty meat, don't it?
A pot of meat? Is that what you said?
Potty meat.
What's potty meat?
Potted meat.
Oh, potted meat.
Potted meat.
Potty meat? I thought we were on the verge of discovering something truly unfortunate.
Well, we can use that in a different episode.
Have you tried the potty meat?
Ugh. Waiter, is this... This tastes like potty meat. I believe I ordered the shank, but that's potty meat. I'd like to have a word with the manager. Potty chicken. That's it. Try the potty chicken. Best potty chicken in Georgia. Potty meat. Oof. Oof. I don't like the way I feel when I say potty meat.
Not if you've ever eaten any potted meat before.
No, I don't even like that idea. Where was I? Ah, yes, cutting the butts out of chicken. Here we are.
Well, this is very festive, Don.
You found the perfect example of the blood that ran through with their poo came out the other end rather than the mouth from the red meat.
What we have here, if I can just sum up, is a pile of bloody poo peppered with individual little stacks of vomit.
Right. Evidently, I'm sure that right above us is his favorite roosting place where he or she will regurgitate last night's dinner and go out and get new dinner.
They basically just sit up there and crap and puke the day away. Hunt at night, crap and puke all day.
Yeah.
I think it's reasonable to sweat when you're pulling a toilet out of a wall, though. I mean, it's work. I mean, you hate to see people sweating when they're sitting on the toilet. That suggests a level of difficulty that you don't want to wish on anyone.
Right.
I mean, if you break out into a sweat while you're having a seat here, that's just, you need to see a doctor. That's how I like to picture people sitting down on the toilet sweating when I'm giving speeches and I'm nervous. You know, some people picture people naked. I picture them on the bowl. Perspiration busting out on their forehead.
Like a button.
Like if I picture people busting their buttons on the toilet. I don't want to do this. I mean, this is, you know. God, this is rude. This is like, it's like taking a poop in the Home Depot or something, you know, in the toilet display. It's rude. People shouldn't do that. As a rule, if there's no toilet in the bowl, you shouldn't make a deposit. Should be a substantial penalty for early withdrawal.
That looks like it's been in there a while, too. Some mildew had gruel on it.
Oh, yeah.
You see that?
The poo has mold on it.
Yeah.
That is some moldy poo. I'm not even sure that's people poo. Look at that. Looks like it came out of some sort of varmint. Look, it's all kind of weird and petite. Well, maybe it's girl poo. I'm not used to it. I haven't seen it.
If this were a Waldorf salad, essentially, these would be the nuts, right?
The croutons.
The croutons.
Right. I knew that's what you meant.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the Waldorf, but just in general, I just have to... I mean, this is a seminal moment for me, because I don't think I've ever seen a more disgusting melange of substances.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting, all right. It does look like icing on the cake.
The poo cake. This is a bad place to be squatting, don't you think?
I'm not afraid.
Why don't we just take the poop, the vomit and be on our way?
There's enough dirt.
Just the whole notion of bloody poo. Not anything I really want to dwell on. Now what are you doing?
I'm just looking to see,
No, you were putting your finger in the bloody poo. You were poking the bloody poo, you dirty man. For no good reason. You can't possibly justify why you would take a finger and stick it in a pile of bloody poo.
No, you can't. I'm sorry.
I would like to go now.
You're not going to hold it against me, are you?
You could probably make an omelet out of this.
Probably.
I mean, seriously.
Lemon meringue pie.
Sure, mucus surprise. Snot a la mode. Hey, Dave. You want to see something funny? Watch this. Oh.
How does this stuff come off?
It doesn't.
Oh, God.
Now it's your turn.
Yes.
They produce their own snot all the time.
All the time.
They keep producing it.
And they do it.
It's drafting their own snot.
And they do it till the day they die.
Yeah. It's cool the way your guys' nose runs at the same time. How do you do that?
Because I got a cold.
Like a slime eel.
You're like a slime eel. Here, let me get that for you. Here.
No, you don't.
No. I feel like, I mean, have you been such a good guest?
Well, look at...
Give us a big blow. Give us a big blow. There you go.
Okay. We probably got as much out of that as we could.
I think we have. That was Dirty Conversations. I hope you liked our look back, and I hope you like my new best friends. Yeah. Let's have a toast, okay?
Okay.
All right.
We'll grab a...
Okay. To the Madel sisters, thanks for being such great fans.
It was fun.
And thanks for
chatting. We had a blast.
All righty, good.
We had a blast. That's why we'll do it again next year.
Down the hatch. See ya.
Did that work out good for you guys?
It's still working out pretty good. We will do virtually anything on Dirty Jobs to get you to go to discovery.com/dirtyjobs and suggest my next dirty adventure. And I'm not beyond corralling a set of good-natured twins into a tea room to have them sing the Dirty Jobs theme song to illustrate that very point. Ladies, would you be so kind?
Okay. Everyone who has a job has his dues to pay, working for that paycheck and getting through the day. But if you're bored or otherwise inclined to be a slob, grab some boots, lose that suit, and get a dirty job.
Keep going.
Dirty jobs are everywhere. Just take
discovery.com /dirty
up the stairs, even underground.
You go.
You don't have to
rob. You make a suggestion.
Okay? You don't have to rob.
Next thing you know, I'm still employed. And eventually, the song ends.
All you have to do is get yourself a dirty job.
Like that.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you. Doug, did you just fart? Did I actually hear you fart from here? Fart in front of the twins? What kind of... You were in a grand hotel. What kind of animal are you? See, that was a silence. When's the last time that happened?
This is where you're going to fill in with the clip, right?
Probably not.
How did you get the contact lenses off your eyes after that blast furnace?
I just pulled them out a piece at a time.
I thought you had to use drops or something.
No, drops are for girls.
Yeah.